I know.
Blog Talk Radio.
But you know, I don't know. She going to a number one institution, honey. Hold on a second. Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. I'll call you back after the program. Amen. So welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless our hearts with a word. At this time, let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God. glory. God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence,
Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, I am King of Kings. Praise God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16, where it says, which God will bring about in his own time, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Psalms 95, verses 6 through 7, and it says, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Praise be to God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Romans 8 and 32, where it says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things. Praise God. And my fourth scripture is coming from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. And it says, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning stars rises in your heart. Be quiet. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Chico, stop it. Praise God. Again, the title of this message is, I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in dazzling bright light. I am also your shepherd, companion, and friend, Chico, the one who never lets go of your hand. Worship me in my holy majesty. Come close to me and rest in my presence. You need me both as God and as man. Only my incarnation on that first long ago Christmas could fulfill your neediness. Since I went to such extreme measures to save you from your sins, you can be assured that I will graciously give you all you need. Nurture well your trust in me as Savior, Lord, and friend. I have held back nothing in my provision for you. I have even designed to live within you. Rejoice in all that I have done for you and my light will shine through you into the world. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it is unto me. Amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss her this evening. Our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord. Thank you.
Lord, when life is difficult, we are tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are our God, and we can draw strength from you. Let us trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Persevere, even if our soul is troubled, and let us follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And it's as simple as that. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Because Jesus saves.
The things that you're doing, knowing ain't right. Don't even know if you can make it through the night. So let's pray. Don't have to be ashamed.
Never too late.
Never too late.
Yeah.
hard times, just getting by. Couldn't find a friend to wipe the tears from my eyes. Holiday blues, I didn't know what to do. Couldn't afford to buy gifts, or it was overdue.
Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to us. Let us use it. When we stray from your holy word, Lord, we suffer. But when we place your word at the very center of our life, we are blessed. Make us a faithful servants of your word so that we might be a faithful servant in your world. This day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, which says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on,
the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
I have the victory cause,
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
in
and
him I live,
I
move, and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory for
he is my king.
In him I live,
move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this, sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory
for he is my king.
In him I live.
If
you believe that,
my
sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, listen.
Amen. Praise God. Precious Lord, make me a woman of wisdom and discernment. I seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead me in your ways and teach me from your word, so that in time my wisdom might glorify your kingdom and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Victoria, conquer a triumphant in my knee.
Amen. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today, I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you, Father. I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your will, and I will praise you for the Savior of my life. Your son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. And the title of this message is How They Will Know. Amen. The scripture reading is coming from Acts 11 and verses 19 through 26. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, meanwhile, the believers who had been scattered during the persecution after Stephen's death traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch of Syria. They preached the word of God, but only to Jews. However, some of the believers who went to Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles and about the Lord Jesus. The power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord. When the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. Both of them stayed there with the church for a full year, teaching large crowds of people. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. Amen. Praise God. So the young church at Antioch was a curious mixture of Jews who spoke Greek or Aramaic and Gentiles. It is significant that this is the first place where the believers were called Christians or Christ ones, because all they had in common was Christ, not race, culture, or even language. Christ's love crosses all boundaries and unites all people. And Barnabas and Saul stayed at Antioch for a full year teaching the new believers. They could have left for other cities, but they saw the importance of follow-up and training. Have you helped someone believe in Christ? Spend time teaching and encouraging that person. Are you a new believer? Remember, you are just beginning your Christian life. Your faith needs to grow and mature through consistent Bible study and teaching. Amen. The text for this message is coming from Acts 11 and 26, and it says, the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. The writer says, the gathering in northern Thailand is an interdenominational international church. On a recent Sunday, believers in Jesus from Korea, Ghana, Pakistan, China, Bangladesh, the U.S., the Philippines, and other countries came together in a humble, thread-worn hotel conference room. They sang, "In Christ Alone," and "I Am a Child of God," lyrics that were especially potent in that setting. No one brings people together like Jesus does. He's been doing it from the start. In the first century, Antioch contained 18 different ethnic groups, each living in its own part of the city. When believers first came to Antioch, they spread the word about Jesus only among Jews. Amen? In Acts 11 and 19, that wasn't God's plan for the church. However, others soon came who began to speak to Greek Gentiles, also telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord in verses 20 through 21. People in the city noticed that Jesus was healing centuries of animosity between Jews and Greeks, and they declared this multiple-nick church should be called Christians or Little Christ in verse 26. It can be challenging for us to reach across ethnic, social, and economic boundaries to embrace those different from us. But this difficulty is our opportunity. If it wasn't hard, we would not need Jesus to do it, and few would notice we are following him. Question, why is it so challenging to reach out to those who are different from you? What has Jesus provided to help you do so? Amen. Think about those two questions. Let us pray. Jesus, may they know I'm a Christian by your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I like to play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise God, praise God. It's in your hands. And I just want to ask you, when you pray, to please lift my daughter up in prayer, because tonight she will be transferred to in-house rehabilitation. Amen?
Yay! That's a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, yay!
Yes, that's to get her back to walking.
Yes, 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 God. Yes, God. And what we're praying for is we're praying for her mind, not her body.
That's right.
Her body could be willing, but long as her mind thinks she can't, she won't.
Yes.
So we're
absolutely
praying for her mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you because you allowed each and every last one of us to see another day, oh God. You woke us up cold in our right minds, divine healings in our bodies, oh God. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, as I prepare myself to come before the people with your word, that you would use me as a vessel, oh God, to speak to the people, your people, even the ones that haven't come in yet, oh God.
Yes.
I pray that as you have stated, your word would not fall on deaf ears. Somebody, everybody's going to get something out of this word tonight. You and only you will be glorified. Father God, we thank you for Keisha on tonight, oh God. Oh, my goodness. For your miracle working hand, oh God. That even where she is right now, you brought her to this place.
Yes,
that the report were good. Her body is starting to function. Her body is reacting to the treatment. And for that,
thank you,
we say thank you,
thank
God.
You.
We honor you. Father God, it is not over. She's got a few more steps to take. But tonight we're praying for peace of mind.
Yes, Lord.
Peace in her spirit, oh God.
Yes,
that
God.
She would understand she is healed. She is going to walk again. She will be without pain. We're thanking you right now for her peace of mind, her peace in her spirit, oh God. And we're thanking you for putting her in the right hand, that they would be gentle yet stern, that they would push her to walk even when she doesn't want to walk, but they would still be gentle with her and loving and caring, oh God. That as she comes out of there, she comes out with a great, great, great report of what the Lord has done for her. We're believing it, we're receiving it for her. We're standing in the gap right now. That as she enters into rehab, my goodness, you're already there waiting to receive her.
Yes.
And do what needs to be done to get her back up and walking, oh God. Woo, thank you for being a healer.
Hallelujah.
Woo, a way maker. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for all of us. We lift her up before you. We say cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet with the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father God, it is already done. We're believing it right now and receiving it on her behalf. We thank you for all that you have done and all you're going to do even now with your word, oh God. Have your way tonight. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, wait, hold on. Pastor Heavenly Father, got to enter back in. I thank you for my own healing in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
God. not just 85% or 90%, 100% better.
Yes, God.
As this year comes in, I come in with a new mouth. My mouth will be completely healed. Not come and go and all of that. It's going to be healed.
Yes.
Supernatural is divine healing within my mouth, my back, and everything else in my body. We thank you. We love you. Oh, God, I'm claiming, I'm receiving it right now.
Hallelujah.
Divine healing in my mouth and in my low back. Thank you, God.
Yes,
woo!
Lord God.
We have so much to be grateful for.
Yes,
we thank you for all
thank
of these
you,
blessings.
Mm.
In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know that everybody is preparing to do, to have their Christmas dinner, getting ready, going shopping, doing all these things. And I went to the store because I cannot make my greens anymore without neck bones.
Right.
So I went over to the stores that I thought would have them.
Oh, no.
Didn't have them. Kept on looking. I ended up in a Korean supermarket. I said, you know what? They like to cook what we want to eat. Let me go in here. I went in there and seen all the neck bones. I said, oh, bless the Lord.
Oh,
a lot of the stuff that was in that store, I could hardly read it. I was like, why y'all writing English too? Come on now. But, hey, at least I found that I was in the Korean store, but I found it because they had all our favorite meats in there.
Amen.
I said, thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, everybody is preparing to do their favorite meals and go visit their favorite loved ones and do what they do on Christmas Eve. Well, a lot of people are staying home and a lot are still going out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're believing that they will stay safe, even in their family members' home.
That's
that
right.
The blood of Jesus is going to keep everybody safe. Because there's still people that want to be with their loved ones and enjoy the day.
Absolutely.
And we're praying safe travels, and we're praying that God will cover them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet with the blood of Jesus, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come upon any of them, and they will be safe with their mask and whatever is necessary. So we thank God for all of this that's getting ready to happen in the next couple of days.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into this word.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. We all the way in the beginning of the Bible. We are coming from Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. Thank you, God. Have your way right now, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
It said, oh, I still hear pages rumbling. Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. Have you spoken to Mother yet, Apostle Mother Wiggins?
So far, she's still doing good. She has
thank
her good
God.
Days and bad days, you know,
thank
like
you.
We all do.
Well, you know, a lot of it is you got to understand she's of an age.
Yes.
And she's adapting to a new living
environment. Yes.
So it's a lot on her.
Yes. Yes.
I know people go, well, she just moved into a nice home. No, no. When you take them out of where they were used to and put them someplace else, it is hard for them to adapt.
Absolutely.
It really is. You know, I know she's happy, she gets sunshine, but it's hard for her to adapt because I'm sure there are days when she wakes up and she look around and go, okay, this ain't my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because she's so used to her house and her things.
Yes. Yes.
So it's taking her a minute to adapt to where she is. And I can understand that.
Yes.
And we pray, we continually lift her up and pray her strength in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Here we go. Genesis 5, 21 through 24. It says, when Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he had become the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. So Enoch lived a total of 365 years.
Wow.
Enoch walked with God, and then he was no more because God had taken him away. Amen. May the Lord continue that a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is Taken.
Mm-hmm.
Take it. See, you know what the Father I love? If we understand how God does things, we wouldn't fret as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at it. It says that Enoch was 65 years old, giving birth like he was 20. Right? Body in good condition. Didn't know nothing about no 65. Mm-hmm. You know? And so he had his son, Methuselah. And I remember all those times when my mother and my aunt and all of them, they was going, she acting old as Methuselah.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was to say, well, you acting old as Methuselah. I didn't even know who Methuselah was, didn't know how old Methuselah was. When I found out how old Methuselah was, I said, wow. 969 years old.
Yes.
Can you imagine if we didn't upset God so much that he allowed us to continue life like that?
Over here.
But we upset him, so he says, okay, I can't let y'all get past 100 and something because y'all don't know how to act. So he changed it. No more 300, no more. No more that. No, no, no. I think if you make it to 105, that's it. You know, definitely no one has made it to 110. But still, just to know that God did that for Enoch. And it says that Enoch walked with God. And when you look at the commentary, all it means is that Enoch walked in faith. He trusted God. He did what God asked him to do. He was loving on God. That's how he walked with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, well, they don't do it now. But back in the day when I was growing up, and my mother would take her girls to the store, she'd grab our hand, and we'd walk in with her, and she's holding our hand. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was all the way up to we was 12, 13 years old. She'd be holding our hand. And here's the thing, she was holding our hands in a time when it really did not matter whether she held our hands or not. But now, people are not holding the hands of their children, and it really matters because trafficking is skyrocketing. They just grabbing kids, grabbing adults, just grabbing folks. She held on to our hands because if anybody ever been to New York, you understand that the streets in New York were busy, always people. So she grabbed our hands so we don't get lost. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, ooh, you better hear that in the spirit. So she holds us by the hand to keep us from getting lost so we will feel her hand and know we were okay because we were with her. Mm-hmm. And no matter, and the thing about it was, oh, my goodness, God, this is good stuff. No matter what you saw on the streets, and you saw a lot, you were not scared because you could still feel her hand holding on to you.
That's right.
In the moments when you thought about getting scared, you squeeze her hand a little tighter, and she said, come on, it's going to be okay, come on. And you walk real fast at her. And, you know, now that I think about it, I go, oh, my God, my mother was such a shorty. You know, but when you 4 or 5, you don't realize how short she is till you get to be like 12, 13, and you go, okay, she is shorty. You know, because me, I took on my father's genes. So me and my baby sister, we just kept growing and growing. And I'm going, hey, everybody's like 5-something, you know, 5'4", 4'5", 3". I said, why don't we keep going and going and going? Well, she held on to our hand to make sure she didn't lose us and we didn't lose her,
right?
Mm-hmm. And so we were walking through the streets and we were protected because we knew she was with us. And every time I think about Enoch walking with God, I think, my goodness, glory to God. I think how Enoch walked with God holding his hand.
Yes. Yep.
And the funny part was his enemies, if he had any, they didn't even know his father was holding his hand.
Mm-hmm.
While he was walking, they didn't even know his protection was walking step by step with him.
Right.
Right? So he was always protected. You know? I thought, wow, how good was Enoch that he walked side by side with God.
Yes.
I just love it. And then when he was 65, I guess God said, oh, you need to have some kids, don't you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You know, and then the children started coming.
Yes.
He started having sons and daughters and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a wonderful relationship to walk with God in that manner.
Amen.
And here's the thing. If you look into God's word, you will see Enoch back then walk with God. And if you understand what he's saying, if you walk in faith, if you trust me, if you let me lead you, if you let me guide your life,
mm-hmm.
you'll be walking with me.
Yes.
Right? Because here's the thing. Enoch couldn't see God.
Right.
He was no different than we are.
Exactly.
He just knew his presence was there. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God.
Come on.
So
now,
why don't we understand that God's presence, as it was with Enoch, is with us?
Amen. That's right.
Right?
He is
and so we're walking, and guess what? God is still protecting us, still covering us with his blood.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping us from hurt, harm, and dangers. But then you go, well, wait a minute, because Enoch didn't get hurt. How can we get hurt? Times have changed. Okay?
Absolutely.
Back in Enoch's day, even though the enemy, Satan, was showing up, he didn't show up as much as he's showing up now.
That's right.
And guess what? Back then, if you think about it, you look at the commentary, back then, Satan didn't get as much credit as he gets now.
Mm-hmm.
You got so many people now glorifying Satan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They glorifying him all over. You got to, I don't care what you say. I was born this way. Which way? This way. You were born half man, half woman? Yeah.
No.
Lies you tell. Everything
Thank
God
you.
Made was perfect.
Mm.
And then I was born this way. So you was born a liar. Yeah, well, then get born again. Come on now. So all of these things that people say they were born in it with in their genes, they're saying immediately, as soon as they open their mouth, I was born like my father. The father of lies, that is. And he even lied to them and told them they have to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have to stay that way. That's what God made it, so that we could come before the throne, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and get born again. There's nothing. See, understand this. There's nothing that God didn't prepare for. Everything that was going to happen, God prepared for it. Now, he already knew we was going to be born into sin. So how did he say that we receive salvation? We get born again.
That's right.
So we can start out with a clean slate. Yeah. No more doing the things we used to do, living the way we used to. No. Okay, If you was born that, it's okay to be born again.
And you're going to live a clean slate. The title of this message is Taken. You know why? Do you know that when Jesus died, he went down to hell?
Yes.
And he was looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Satan was down there rejoicing. Yay! 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 He gone! He gone, y'all! And Jesus looked at him. He said, what made you think that you could take me?
Mm-hmm.
No man taketh my life. I give it up. And I'm not giving it to you. He looked at Satan. He said, open those doors.
Okay.
In fact, he didn't even wait on him. He didn't wait for the key. He just popped them open.
There you go. Wow.
Why? Because he was letting Satan see, even death. You can't hold me even to death.
That's right.
You got nothing on me.
Nothing.
Okay? You do not compare to who I am. And after he finished messing around with Satan, I can only imagine him looking at Satan going, step aside. And all of y'all with him, step aside. Get out of my way. I got some more work to do on earth before I go sit near the Father.
Yes.
And he came back to earth. And when he came back, he started walking. And he's like, that can't be him. Well, he had all the nail prints in his hand and his side and in his feet.
That's right.
It had to be him.
No other.
God said, I need to remind everybody that when we die, and we belong to him, we also get taken.
That's right.
Why? Because when he was dying on the cross, he looked at Satan and said, Satan, where is your sting? He took the sting out of death.
Yes.
So if he took the sting out of, oh my goodness, glory to God. If he took the sting out of death, that lets me know everybody that passes on to go to the other side, guess what? They are taken. The last breath you breathe in your body, as soon as you finish doing what you got to do, and God says, okay, they're done. Whew! That spirit gets snatched up out of that body.
Absolutely.
So they don't feel the sting of death.
Right.
They die, but they don't feel the sting of it.
That's
a matter of fact, God said they're not dead, they're sleeping.
Sleeping, yes.
So they don't feel the sting of death. Everybody looks at Enoch and says, wow, he walked with God, and then he was no more. Moses walked, and he was no more. And they were taken. We all get taken.
Yes.
If we belong to God, before the sting of death hits, we're taken.
Yes.
Because you understand, when they were taken, that means their spirit was taken up out of their body.
Yes. Yes.
So that the spirit didn't feel the sting of death.
Of death. Amen. Thank you.
No matter what it looks like the body's going through, the spirit is gone.
Yep. That's it.
Because it got taken. That ought to make all of us feel good to know that no matter what this shell goes through, and our loved ones are looking at our shell going, oh, no. Oh, God, it's hanging. Oh, God, look at the eye walk out. Okay. But the spirit was gone already. Because it got taken before that body got jacked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we saw or what we see is the shell being jacked up.
Yeah.
But anybody that belongs to God,
no,
their spirit is taken.
Yes.
And they don't feel
you,
the
God.
Sting of death.
Thank you, Lord.
You look at some of those people in the Empire State Building, some people in the planes or whatever, and before the plane got taken down, These mm-hmm. people are calling home. I love you. I love you. I love you. You mean mm-hmm. to tell me that they don't see Christ in that? The plane is going down.
Yes.
But God holds it in the air. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
God holds
Preach
it in the
back.
Air.
Yes.
Giving his people a chance
yes.
to call home and say, honey, I love you. I'm not
yes.
going to see you anymore, but I love you. He's giving everybody on that plane a chance to say what they got to say.
God. Yes.
Before the plane hits the ground.
Amen.
Come
yes.
on now.
Thank
so
you,
that
God.
Lets us know our mm-hmm. spirit gets taken before mm-hmm. it feels the sting of death.
Absolutely.
It's only the shell. So no matter what you see your loved ones having gone through, it's just mm-hmm. the shell.
Yes.
The spirit was taken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I used to, I didn't want to be around nobody that's getting ready to die. I couldn't handle it. Oh. Next thing I know, God said, Jesus, you're going to have to help her. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think she understands. She can't be no pastor. She can't go in the hospital.
Yeah.
She can't pray for the sick, pray for people that are dying. And so Jesus said, I got a father. I got a. He said, Holy Ghost, you know what to do. Holy mm-hmm. Ghost said, I'll do it. So he sent me to prepare me for where I was going. I had to take care of a lady that had Alzheimer's. Then
mm-hmm.
God sent me down there to my mother-in-law to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I get down there, and I'm telling you, I got delivered in so many ways. I'm here to tell you.
Amen.
I was so concerned about her that
uh-huh.
I couldn't even think about me. Because if somebody didn't tell me, what you doing in the hospital? You don't even like hospitals. I said, what? What are you doing in the hospital? I said, well, we had to bring her here because she didn't feel good. And
mm-hmm.
I forgot all about not even liking the hospital. So that was one deliverance. Because now I'm walking in the hospital. Then I looked back at my husband and said, y'all go ahead on home. I'm staying with mom. Oh, you going to sleep in the hospital too? You know I was crazy. I don't know what I was thinking. Then, if that wasn't enough, I cannot stand death. When my daddy was dying, they said, okay, we're going to take him off the machine. Y'all want to come and be in there with him when we do this? I said, no, y'all go. Y'all go. He's been around the corner. I said, y'all go. Y'all go. Because God said, Jesus, she's about to get delivered right now. She just don't know it.
That's right.
Because when they called us and said, we're going to take mother off the evaporator, whatever was keeping her alive. I'm talking about my mother-in-law.
Yeah, the ventilator.
And we get there, and we walking in here,
mm-hmm.
and we singing, and we praying, and I'm saying, okay. And every time she, I know the nurse was through with me, because every time she kind of closed her eyes, my stepson would squeeze my hand a little tighter, and
mm-hmm.
I run out there going, she gone. And they come in there and go, no, she's not. She's still here because look. And I said, okay. And I don't know if my stepson was making me scared or I don't know what. I don't know. Well, I know he kept squeezing on. He said, then he get close enough. He go, cat, look. I said, oh, she gone. I run back out there. She gone. They came back in and go, no, she's still with you. And I looked at my stepson, and they all looking at me because I'm still with running to the doctor. She gone. She gone.
Oh,
and my stepson, he's standing behind me, and it dawned on me he was scared because his grandmother was leaving.
Yeah.
So he's standing behind me. And he kept on going, cat. And I said, you're right, she gone. And then he started walking up and down. I was walking up. I said, I done told him about 3-4 times she gone and she wasn't gone. And then, you know,
when
my brother-in-law, Look, my brother-in-law says, come on, sister-in-law, let's just sing a couple of songs. So we sang a couple of songs.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law prayed. She prayed. The music, we prayed. And then everybody said what they wanted to say to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They got to say, I love you, you know, whatever. So everybody got to say what they wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we standing there talking to each other. And we saying, you know how Roosevelt is. She just da-da-da-da. And we talking. And the doctor comes in and goes, she's gone. And we turn around, we look back, and I'm going, she looks the same. How do you know she's gone?
Oh, she's the doctor.
Whatever was on the machine told them that she was gone. That was a smooth transition.
Absolutely.
After she heard everything she had to hear, God took her on, and then her shell came behind her.
Yeah.
And we're looking, going, especially me with my stupid butt, because I ain't never seen nobody there, so I look real good.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't stand to see nobody die. I'll get to running, screaming. You know, I see them when they're in the coffin, but when they're in the coffin, I go by so fast, I don't even look at them.
Wow.
And so I stood there looking at her going, she just looked like she's sleeping. Wow. You know? Yes, yeah, she was just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, God says, remind my people. You know why? There's a lot of people out there right now that's fearing death. I don't know if it's because of the COVID or whatever, but it has their minds thinking about death like never before.
That's true.
And God says, let them know before their body can feel the sting of death, they will be taken. The spirit is all you got to worry about. And God says, before your spirit goes through anything, I'm going to snatch it right on out of your body. It will be taken. Why? Because even though we may not have walked like Enoch walked with him and just constant faith, right?
Yeah.
We're still walking with God. Right?
Yes, we are.
And you're still a child of God. You trust in God. You living for God. You proclaiming God. You listening in obedience to his voice. Your spirit will be taken. Your body may go through a couple of things, but your spirit will be taken.
Yes.
What did he do? He took the sting
out of death. Amen. Amen.
He did a lot of stuff for us when he died on that cross.
Yes,
and
he
one
did.
One of the things is he took the sting out of death. Enoch isn't the only one that walked with God. He's the only one. Him and a couple of others are the ones that walked with him, Elijah. Walked with him in the manner that they walked with him, but we're still walking with him now.
Yes. Praise God.
We're walking with him now. If he said, I'm going to be with you from now to the end of the earth, he's still walking with us now.
Praise his name.
Now, he's walking with us. There are times when we don't walk with him.
Yes.
He's still walking with us. The difference between us and Enoch is it says that Enoch walked with God.
Yes.
Nowadays, it's God is walking with us. Because there's a lot of us that tend to stray, fall down the wayside, and then come back. Enoch walked with God in obedience and faithfulness.
Yes.
We
stray,
so God is walking with us. Either way, we're still in the presence of God. And the good news tonight is, Kathy, tell them they will be taken before they feel the sting of death.
Praise be to God.
May not be taken the way Enoch was, because they just didn't see Enoch no more. Well, it won't get taken that way, but your spirit will be taken the same way his was.
That's
right. out of the shell. But the God that we serve, he said, devil, where is your sting? Mm. There is no more sting in death. You look at some people where they got their head chopped off, this happened, that happened. Think about what happened in the Bible. John the Baptist got his head chopped off, and we know he was living for the Lord.
Amen, that's right. He sure was.
But guess what? Before that head got chopped off, that spirit was taken.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All the ones, I think Peter was hung upside down and all kind of stuff. Come on now, all of them, their spirit was taken.
Yes.
So that they never felt the sting of death.
Wow.
And that's
powerful.
Good news for all of us.
Yes, it is. Powerful
message. It's almost not the kind of message you want to hear, right, before Christmas?
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
because
is.
Because guess how many deaths they're going to be on Christmas? So many you can't name. Car accidents, all kind of things is going to be going on. So God said, just give them the peace in their spirit to know that their spirit will be taken before that shell gets the sting of death. You will never feel the sting of death, not when you belong to God.
That's right.
Spirit will be taken. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! God bless you, God.
Awesome, awesome, awesome word. And like you said, that gives you comfort and peace, knowing that when your time comes, that you won't feel the sting of death, because God will be done taking you from that. As would, like you say, just the shell would be there. Thank you for that wonderful word.
Not
God
only that, you know, I think about a lot of people that have died, whether on a plane, in the car, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And the loved ones have said, oh my God, they felt this, they felt that. And
that's what we say. Mm-hmm.
I snatched out that spirit before it got to feel what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see somebody laying in the hospital and you go visit them and you go, oh my God. And they look at you and go, it looks worse than it is.
Yes.
It only looks bad. So just think about all those people where the shell got all jacked up. Their bodies were jacked up. The spirit was snatched out.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And that's good news for all of us, every last one of us. God said, I'm going to be with you from now to the end of this earth. He didn't say, I'm going to be with you from now until you die. He says, I want to be with you from now until the end of the earth.
Yes.
So when you die, the earth is still going on. Guess what? He's going to snatch you out and still be with you until the end
right.
of the earth.
Mm-hmm. And
he's letting you know, if you belong to him, he's going to be with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so many people, you know, when they're dying, they are fearful. Why are you fearful? If you're walking with God, there's no reason for you to be fit to fear death. But some people do. I think about all those people that be in car accidents, especially the young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like death for them just comes out of nowhere, because they could be just driving along and here comes this big old huge truck and just slams right into them. And majority of people that be in those cars, they die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you see the conditions of those cars, and nowadays the cars are not as strong as the cars back in the old days. I mean,
that's
somebody
right.
hit you in the old days, you know, you just got a little scratch. But today,
you know?
When they hit you with a in your car. I mean, the whole thing is like a, it's squashed like a pretzel.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you wonder, how did they survive that? Some bit, well, look at it like this. You know, it wasn't that person's time, and the person that went, it was their time. Because we all have a certain amount of time.
We got to understand, you know, a lot of people don't understand. They said, oh, my God, they just, it was an accident. It came out of nowhere, really.
Mm.
But God knew it was coming.
Yes.
He already knew it was coming.
We didn't know it was coming, but
we didn't know. God knew.
Yeah.
Because he knows when every last one of us are leaving and how we'll be leaving.
Exactly. Just like with my daughter, she agreed to go for in-house therapy, right? So she knew, she knew that she's supposed to leave tomorrow. But when they came to her tonight and told her that she would be leaving tonight, now she's all upset. She's like, they didn't give her time. Time for what? There is nothing that you can do. Clothes. They put you in nightgowns and stuff. You don't need no clothes where you're going. And if you do, your family will bring it for you. It's just that I think she was more thinking that it's, you know, Christmas, and she was hoping that she would be here in the hospital where we could come to visit her. But if she's all the way up in Westchester, you know, that's like you got to take the Metro North to get all the way up there. That's like going upstate. See,
yeah.
God know exactly what he's doing. God
and
don't make mistakes.
Guess what's going to happen? While she's all alone during the holidays, she's going to have a long talk with Jesus.
Amen.
She's going to say, God, please, and God this, and God that. And that's how he did it.
Exactly.
2 days before Christmas. So that she would have nothing to do but call on the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It wasn't to hurt her. It wasn't to,
no,
to do anything for her. It was to get her to get back to that place. Where she solely relied on him.
On him. On him. Absolutely.
And not only that, she'll be hearing direction from him too.
Yes. Yes. And
she's going to be talking with him. Then there's going to be more. She's laying there. And she's going to say, I heard God say, and I know what God wants me to do. And she, it's his time with her.
Yeah, and this is her time to reflect and repent and accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. You know, even though you raised in the church and everything, it doesn't mean that you have a relationship with Jesus.
She going to come out of there. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
She going to be good
I
as
pray,
me.
I prayed and asked God to make that stuff that she was doing a bitter taste in her mouth, open up her eyes so that she could see what she's doing. And
trust
to
me,
come
she gonna
back.
See. And who does that? 2 days before Christmas, they come and get you.
Because all they were doing was waiting for a bed for her. And finally, a bed opened, and there she going, and she don't know what time she's leaving tonight. It could be 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
But she will be going.
What hospital was she in?
She's in Montefiore right now.
In the Bronx?
Yeah, in the Bronx.
Okay.
We live in the Bronx. And so the hospital.
And they're going to take her to the rehab.
Straight, that's right. She's going straight from the hospital to rehab.
Yeah, because God got to refresh her thinking, her mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, this is good stuff. This is really good stuff.
Absolutely. Oh, she doesn't see it yet, but she will.
Well, she's crying right now because she like, yeah. It's Christmas. Why are they taking me away? Oh, so that
and
you can
the
get
thing
close
about
to
it, her husband was there, and they came and told her 15 minutes after he left because he was there
wow.
with her all day. And 15 minutes after he left, that's when they came and gave her the news that she's leaving tonight. And she
wow.
now
did she, get, she called him, right?
Yeah, she called him to let him know that they coming to take me out of here tonight. And probably he told her that he would try to see if they would let him back in. But 9 out of 10, they, I don't think so, because now they limited one visit per family, you know, or one family
oh.
per visit. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because of the COVID and stuff, they had to shut down the hospitals again, and Mount Sinai ain't letting no visitors in.
Listen. God said, you're not even going to be calling on your husband. It's
no.
going to be me and you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow. Because she would have been there crying with him and crying.
Exactly.
And
then
God said, no,
made...
you got to get out the room before the news comes.
Absolutely. And they may not let him back in. So
I'm sure they won't.
No, they ain't going to let him back in. Because they're going
to
see on the...
So will he be able to see her in rehab or no?
I don't know. We don't know anything until she get up there and let us know.
Oh, wow. How long this... Oh, they don't know. You know how long she's going to be there, huh?
They said 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, she's going to have a long time with God.
Oh, yes. 2 to 3 weeks in rehab. And she's going to be, they're going to be doing occupational therapy, physical therapy, 3 times a day. 3 times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to be working on her day and night to get her back to walking and stuff. Because they
and
had to
God's going
to
be working on her day and night, too, in her
absolutely.
Spirit.
Absolutely.
To get her back to where she belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I know she's crying because she can't see her baby.
Absolutely, she's crying. But she can FaceTime him. She has a phone. If you want to talk to them, FaceTime them. It's not like you are going to be, you know, totally away from the whole world.
She's going to lose weight and everything.
Well, she was gaining weight while she was in the hospital. She's been in there, what, 2 weeks now?
Oh, wow. She was eating good.
Mm-hmm. 3 meals a day. When she was home, she was only eating 1 meal. Because the substance in them was killing her appetite. So she only ate 1 meal.
Oh, she's going to do like Whitney, gain weight now.
Yeah.
She's going to be all right. Thank God she's going
fine.
To rehab now.
I'm not even worried about her because I know that she's in God's hands. And when once you turn the person over to God and put them in his hands, your job is done.
And not only that, God is doing a cleansing of
yes.
her inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She doesn't see it, but her. Yeah, exactly.
Getting rid of all that toxic waste, all of that's coming out of her.
Absolutely.
How awesome is that? Well, dear, it has been a pleasure. You guys have a great, great Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hello. You didn't do the call to salvation and the benediction yet.
Oh. I said, you ain't learning finish. I said, okay, I was finished. Lord, we are so thankful that
Thank
we
you.
Still have life. health yes. and strength in our body. Mm-hmm. We still have the use of our mouth that we can come before the throne and say, Father God, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for every last one of us, including me. Come into my life, Lord God. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, sir.
After you do that, say, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith where I can come into the knowledge of who you are and what your plans are for my life so that I might start to live a life that is acceptable in your sight. I thank you. I love you. I honor and adore you.
You
pray that prayer. God is welcoming you into the body of Christ, and he's going to lead and guide you as you allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to direct your path to keep you out of hurt and harm's way.
Yes, Lord.
There's going to be things happening to you, but that's life. But the good news is you don't have to face them alone anymore. Now God will be there with you.
Yes, he will.
Blessings in Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word on tonight that has so gently come to let us know you love us enough that you have taken the sting out of death to remind us you too will get taken. Your spirit will leave your body before the sting of death takes on to that shell. So we thank you, oh God, to know that you love us enough that you will snatch our spirit out of our body so that we don't have to taste death. And we're just merely sleeping, waiting on our brothers and sisters to come on home.
Yes.
We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. And right now, we pray safety for all nations, the U.S., Israel, China, Africa, all nations, oh God.
Yes.
Throughout this holiday season, that your people would be safe, they would be protected. Cover us all with the blood of Jesus from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon any of us. Give us all traveling mercy. Keep us safe. Keep us conscious of the fact that we need to put on masks. We need to separate from people we have not been around in a long time. We need to be cautious of how we enjoy this season.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, oh God, that you're going to be with every last one of your people and keep us safe and cover us with your blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And cover Keisha right now with your blood, Jesus. Keep her mind in perfect peace and her loved ones.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, God. Have your way with all of us. Continue to be right there with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. So God bless you both. Have a wonderful Christmas. And we will see you next week. There's no program on Saturday. Merry Christmas, Pastor Stephen.
Merry Christmas to you.
You said there's no service on Saturday?
No, no service. It's Christmas Day, man.
Bless the Lord on our soul.
No service.
Okay, well, everybody have a good time.
Well, you too.
Eat lots of good food. We will. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Amen. Praise be to God. So we will be closed on Friday and Saturday, and we will be back on Tuesday, God's willing and all is well. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy and healthy Christmas, and it's about Jesus and not about all this material stuff. So enjoy the holiday, and please, please wear your mask and stay safe. Amen. God bless you. We love you, and shalom. And on that note, we will leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
I can't help from stirring. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.